This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. It's a pretty heavy discussion we just had with Steve Quayle talking about Jade Helm. I hope that the, and he as well, hopes that, and we pray, that this exposure will keep this from actually going into effect, any kind of martial law this particular time. I think with the publicity, I don't think that they will do that. I think that they will wait until we get accustomed to it. Now, this is a gradual rollout of things. Think about if you were just to go back 5 years ago and just make the leap without hearing any of this, without seeing any of the intervening steps. If you were to just to go back to 2010 even and then drop into today and look at the wars that we have going on, look at the training that we have going on, look at the facilities that they have within their bases, the scenarios that they've done. Would you have believed any of this? 10 years ago, you wouldn't have believed the NSA, most of the people. We have been talking about dragnet surveillance. We've been talking about what the government has been doing for a long time here at InfoWars. But most people before Snowden would not believe that. They would just dismiss that as a paranoid conspiracy theory, no matter that we had NSA whistleblowers going back to right after September 11th, people like William Binney and others who had pointed out that they had basically just slipped the bonds of the Constitution and were going to do whatever they wished. And, of course, we had Michael Hayden brag about the fact at a university, brag about the fact that he didn't get his authorization to do this from the section in a new law. He got his orders straight from the president. Well, you know, you have orders from the Constitution that go even above the president. The president and all of the rest of them down take an oath to the Constitution. That's the legitimate king of this country. Lex Rex. The law is king. They swear allegiance to it. They are simply temporary stewards. But they're acting and they're taking the position that they are now dictators. That's what we continually see with the arrogance of Obama, talking about the fact that he's going to implement climate change is the next thing he's going to do by executive order, and nobody can stop him. And you know what? The Republicans will not stop him. They could care less about doing that. Now, we also see that, as I said the other day, I think there's a huge fight at the state level to shut this down from the outside, just as we have to expose these operations that are going on, and it's great that this has gone viral. I think we need to expose all of these operations and shut them down at the state level, shut them down with jury nullification, not just state legislators nullifying the laws. But we do have some really bad laws being proposed by state legislatures as well. So it's a fight. There's good stuff coming out. There's bad stuff coming out. Out of Washington, it's nothing but bad news. But in Texas, we've got this representative, Jason Villalba. He's Republican from Dallas, and of course, he's a guy who has proposed mandatory psych evaluations for students in school, and he has also proposed shutting down and penalizing filming cops. But now we have an article that came out just last night. Largest Texas police union comes out in opposition to the bill that would restrict filming cops. Now, they point out that the representative has even described it himself as targeting independent bloggers who are focused on keeping law enforcement accountable. So, in other words, that was his quote. This is not a characterization from the article. He says, we want to target, quote, independent bloggers who are focused on keeping law enforcement accountable. Why would you want to target somebody who is focused on keeping law enforcement accountable? Why would you do that? Okay, then they go on to say that although this was set for hearing tomorrow, it's been withdrawn from a committee agenda as Villalba claims that it is being amended. The claim was called into question by Charlie Wilkerson, executive director of the Combined Law Enforcement Associations, who told NBC that he's under the impression that the bill will be pulled permanently. Let's hope so. But what he's trying to do as an excuse is he's not saying that he's pulling this from pressure being put on by people who want to hold law enforcement and people like him accountable. That's who you really need to hold accountable. The Texas law enforcement doesn't want it, but he says he's pulling it because he can't write a bill. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Joe Biggs about what's going on in the Ukraine, as well as Jade Helm.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're joined in this segment with Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Ukraine and essentially the Stratfor president's take on this. But of course, today is April 1st, April Fool's Day. And as they point out in California, it's no joke, April 1st is going to bring double-digit sales tax to several towns in California. Some of them are going to get 10% or more. And, of course, I remember when they would always increase the sales tax, they would always say, well, it's only a penny. You know, it's not a penny. Let's say if you got a 4% sales tax when they were telling everybody they were going to go to 5%. That was a long time ago. But when they would say that, that's a 25% increase if you go from 4% to 5%. So, yeah, it's not a penny increase. That's the way they always sell this stuff. But, of course, Americans are taxed on so many different levels. There's another story out from CNS News saying, these are both off of Drudge Report, Americans must work January the 1st through April 24th just to pay the taxes. So even though it's April 1st, you're still working. Think about all the way back to your New Year's party and all that time that you're going through on average, and you may be paying more than that, you are still working just to pay your taxes. But, of course, the IRS chief says, hey, all this talk about getting rid of the IRS ain't going to happen. We're still going to be here. That's right. They will be until we stop the spending, until we stop the growth of the government getting out of control. But they're spoofing us. They're spoofing us with the sales tax increases. They're spoofing us with even with calls to get rid of the IRS. If you can't get rid of the IRS if you're going to give a $190 billion increase to just the Defense Department and not match that with any cuts anywhere else. I mean, that's what Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio are proposing, not even any offsetting cuts. And yet, you can't get rid of the IRS. You can't get rid of the income tax if you're going to do that. Of course, the income tax only pays a small percentage. We continue to go into debt. We continue. It's like a reverse mortgage with the Federal Reserve. We only pay just kind of the carrying charges each time, and we just go farther and farther into debt. But I'll tell you what is not a joke today. We have a no fooling special, free shipping, starting today on April 1st. Through Friday at the InfoWars store. And, of course, one of our new products is still available, Winter Sun Vitamin D3. It's a ultra-nutraceutical quality vitamin D3. It's not synthetic. Most of the vitamin D supplements that are out there are synthetic, but this is this is D3, not D2. It packs a powerful 2,000 IU per single dose of 10 drops. It's a bioavailable form of D3 from the nutrient-dense lichen plant. It is, again, not synthetic. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And, again, get free shipping today through Friday on anything you get at the store. Well, Joe, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on was because I saw this clip from the Stratfor president, George Friedman. And it's kind of interesting because every once in a while these guys will get on and they will have these conferences that they speak at. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, when Petraeus says, you know, America's finished. We now have the North American Union. You know, just, and let's talk about what that means and the implications of that. So a lot of times they'll kind of open up and, you know, they're talking to the choir and they figured nobody's going to watch these dry conferences. But every once in a while we get a tip, and we got a tip someone sent to us. It's a German posting of a speech that this guy who's the president, the CEO, the founder, the chief intel officer of Stratfor was talking in a kind of candid way about what's behind this buildup in Russia. And, of course, yesterday we had a Russian analyst saying, we could basically wipe out North America by putting some nukes on the fault lines, at Yellowstone, for example. I mean, that is very, very provocative. And when we see that kind of provocation publicly, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot that's really going on, and as we'll hear from these excerpts we're pointing out from him, everybody knows that there's already fighting going on there. We've already got soldiers there. We've got paratroopers, they say, are going to begin a Ukraine mission in mid-April. This came out on the 30th from the International Business Times. But we know that they're already there. They're just now admitting that they're going there. But what I thought was really interesting was kind of the admission that they control those troops, and that's what I wanted to get you to talk about. But before we get to that clip, I want to play a short clip where he's talking about what the real conflicting existential threats are between the U.S. and between Russia. Let's play that clip, the existential threat clip.
Is Islamic extremism really the major threat to the United States?
Somebody's asking him a question.
And will it die on its own, or will it keep growing?
This is George Friedman.
It is a problem to the United States. It is not an existential threat. It has to be dealt with, but it has to be dealt with proportionately. We have other foreign policy interests. So, the primordial interest of the United States, over which for a century we have fought wars, the First, Second Cold War, has been the relationship between Germany and Russia, because united they are the only force that could threaten us, and to make sure that that doesn't happen. The point is that the United States is prepared to create a cordon sanitaire around Russia. Russia knows it. Russia believes that the United States intends to break the Russian Federation. I think that, as Peter Lorre put it, we don't want to kill you, we just want to hurt you a little bit. The question on the table for the Russians is, will they retain a buffer zone that's at least neutral? Or will the West penetrate so far in Ukraine that they're 70 miles away from Stalingrad, and 300 miles away from Moscow. For Russia, the status of Ukraine is an existential threat. And the Russians cannot let go.
There you go. So he says it's an existential threat what happens in the Ukraine. Of course, the Ukraine is and Crimea have been a part of Russia for a very long time. And what we see here, and he says that for the last 100 years, for World War One, World War Two, as well as the Cold War, we tried to keep Germany and Russia apart. And the interesting thing is, this was something, of course, that is very interesting to the Germans. They want to know how they're being played. Okay, and they're looking at this, and it is true. They've tried to keep Germany and Russia apart because they believe that that is an existential threat to us. So they want to set up this corridor. We've got conflicting existential threats, Joe. Looks like they're really pushing for war.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, it's definitely a volatile situation over there. Like you said, paratroopers. I mean, there's already been convoys going on. We're trying to push their buttons and see if they're going to react.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good if it happens.
And it's absolutely insane. As one of the articles we have up on Infowars.com says, a Russian analyst says, this is much hotter, much closer to a conflict than we ever had during the Cold War.
Yeah.
There we had kind of a mutually assured destruction. It was kind of a standoff. There were all these proxy wars in small countries. But now we have gone right to their doorstep. And he's pointing out the Russians are very concerned that we're going to get into Ukraine where we could be just 70 miles from Stalingrad, 300 miles from Moscow. I mean, that is right on their doorstep. So they consider that to be something that is an existential threat. In other words, something to die for. And he says, at the beginning of this, I thought it was very interesting. The person in the audience asked him and said, but what about Islamic terrorism? He goes, well, it's a threat. We need to deal with it. But it's not an existential threat. But yet they tell everybody that everything is targeted towards the Middle East.
Yeah.
Okay. Whereas they're going with this. Now, this is the next segment that I wanted to get your comments on, because we had an article came out when the general went over there. This is Lieutenant General Hodges when he went to the Ukraine and he visited with troops. He was giving them medals, and RT came out and said, a Russian analyst there said, if an American general thanks Ukrainian fighting forces and gives them medals, that means that he is their general. And I kind of dismissed this at the time. It's like, okay, that's RT. This is kind of over-the-top rhetoric. But then Stratfor said the same thing, and I want to get your comments out of that. Let's listen to what George Friedman with Stratfor said to this group of people that he was talking to.
Last week, 10 days ago, General Hodges, commander of U.S. Army Europe, visited Ukraine. He announced that U.S. trainers would now officially be coming, not just unofficially coming.
I'm very happy to be in Ukraine today as my first official visit as commander of United States Army Europe. I'd like to mention the great privilege I had to visit wounded Ukrainian soldiers today at Pechersk Military Hospital.
He actually pinned medals on Ukrainian fighters, which by protocol of the military is not the way. Foreigners don't get to pin on, you know, medals. But he did, showing that this was his army. He then left and in the Baltics announced that the United States would be pre-positioning armor, artillery, and other equipment in the Baltics, Poland, Romania, and Bulgaria.
Okay, so he's saying that foreigners don't get to pin medals on people. And by the fact that he was doing it, he was showing us that it was his army. And also pointing out, he mentioned the fact that they are going to send troops over there. He goes, so now they're doing it and telling people about it. So even he is admitting that this has been going on for a very long time. I just think it's interesting for people to understand and to hear it from multiple sources. It isn't like he's telling us something that we don't know. Nevertheless, the fact that this general would go over there, and we've been showing numerous sources showing that we had involvement in beginning this whole Ukrainian revolution. We were financing
it. You've seen all these videos popping up saying, oh, there's an American soldier there.
Yes.
And everyone's like, no, there's no Americans there. What are you talking about?
That's right. They even talked to him, and he said something. They'd call out Blackwater, and these guys would run away from them or whatever. So we've seen that. And now this general goes over and does a photo op handing out medals. And so when I saw the Stratfor president say that, when I saw RT say that, I came over and I asked you, what's the protocol for this?
Yeah, so, for instance, the last time I was in Afghanistan, I was under the 101st Airborne. Now, they were in charge of the AO. That's an area of operation that we were operating in Afghanistan and the coast or Khalsa province, however you want to say it. And just because I was in the 82nd Airborne, I didn't get an 82nd Airborne coin for that. I got a coin from the 101st Airborne because that's who was leading that mission. So if there's an American general over there giving out medals for coins to soldiers, and that pretty much says, hey, we're the ones running that operation, just like when I go to...
Hang on, we got to take a break. I want to talk more about that, and we're going to have an update on Alex's condition right after the break, so stay with us. We've got an update on his surgery and his condition. Stay with us.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Project. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit WholeTones55.com and get a free sample. Visit WHOLETones55.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones55.com. WholeTones55.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Joe Biggs, and we've been talking about this video from Stratfor and what's going on in the Ukraine, the very dangerous, conflicting existential threats between the U.S. and Russia. But this is also the beginning of our No Fooling special running from April 1st, April Fool's Day, through Friday. And we're not fooling. You get free shipping for everything that's at the InfoWars store right now. One of the products that we've got, Oxy Powder. It's not a harsh herbal cleanser. It's the only cleansing product that has ingredients backed by real clinical studies. Just take a little bit of this and sleep on it, and it will help to cleanse your colon for colon health. Very important thing. That's available at InfoWars store, InfoWarsLife.com. You can call 888-253-3139. And again, everything at the store is free shipping between now and Friday. Now, I said we're going to have an update on Alex Jones's hernia surgery and his condition. And actually, let's go to that update right now from Alex Jones himself. Alex, how you doing?
David, thank you so much. I tell you, medical technology has come a long way. We criticize MD medicine a lot, but you know, as I've said, my dad's an oral surgeon, and a dentist himself, so he comes from that whole school. When you've got a broken tooth, or when you've got a broken leg, or you've got a hernia, or you've got a gunshot wound, nothing's better than MD medicine. And I tell you, I had a really bad experience when I was 16. And basically had a compound fracture and had to get a pin when five guys jumped me in the parking lot. And I was able to deal with three of them, but then they tackled me and broke my leg. It took them nine times the level of sedative to put me under. And I woke up on the operating table, so I had a little bit of a phobia. But I tell you, this went amazing. I got in there at 5:30 in the morning, had the surgery at 7. I was awake at 9:30. Wow. Took them an hour. It was a big hernia because I've been there for 14 years. And it had gotten bigger and bigger because I'd lost so much weight, and then the muscles had gotten larger, so it was forcing a piece of intestine out there. I could have got a piece of dead gut, which can lead to a syndrome where you lose your entire intestine, basically, and have to get a colostomy. So by the grace of God, we got in, got it taken care of, and I'm up and around. I'm not even on painkillers right now, but I'm starting to have a little bit of pain as the local anesthesia wears off. I was under complete general as well, but there's a good chance I'm going to try to come in tomorrow and at least do part of the show with you.
Wow.
So be ready for that. If I feel worse tomorrow, then I won't. But I got to tell you, it's miraculous. I mean, I left the hospital an hour, 2 hours ago. I went to Whole Foods, did some grocery shopping, and I'm back here at the house. And I just want to thank my family. I want to thank all the listeners for their prayers and everybody else. Because, I mean, I know hernia surgery is not a huge deal, but at the same time, it can have complications. So we just pray.
Oh, yeah.
Everything clears up with that, and it gets a lot better. But I did research with some of the crew and found a Dr. Livingston, who's one of the best-rated hernia surgeons in Texas, if not the country. So I want to praise God, thank God for that, thank all the listeners for their prayers. You know, I worry about Joe and stuff when he goes in for medical procedures or anybody around the office. But just keep praying for the whole InfoWars operation. We've never had more influence, never had more of an effect, again, by the grace of God, and we're definitely over the target in a big way, and the world's waking up, so it's a very exciting time to be alive, a lot of tyranny. You know, just in closing, I know you guys are going to go to break a minute and come back and finish up your geopolitical analysis and how serious things are. Look at the articles that are up on InfoWars.com today of just what we're dealing with. We have city official calls veteran a domestic enemy for supporting medical marijuana, which has proven medical uses. That means we endorse the abuse of marijuana. And then we've got university requires students to apply for free speech permits to just speak or hand out student info. That's why they've had people kicked off campus for pocket constitutions. This isn't liberalism. This is totalitarianism. Now MSNBC blames law-abiding citizens for cops' deaths once the Second Amendment banned. This is an authoritarian takeover, stealing the moral high ground of classical liberalism of Thomas Jefferson. Again, George Washington was the first major conservative of this country by any historical yardstick. Jefferson's the liberal. You can debate their two different views of things, and you're kind of in the middle of Benjamin Franklin. But we know what we're, John Adams, but we know what we're dealing with here is totalitarianism of right-wing and left-wing flavors, and they found they could sell totalitarianism as leftism because it convinces the left. But the good news was I got mobbed. I mean, probably stopped 20 times by people in Whole Foods when I was there for an hour with what you think of as liberals saying, we love the show, we're awake, we know what's going on, we know about the paradigm, we understand. You know, two of them told me, I've got guns now, I go out and go shooting. This is the type of stuff people were telling me. It's very exciting. The globalists are losing control. That's why they're coming in with total tyranny. But again, thank you all for your prayers, and just I I really appreciate everybody. I appreciate David, the great job you're doing, and the rest of the crew. And so just thank you so much, everybody.
Well, you sound great, Alex. It sounds like I'm amazed that you can talk that clearly and coherently that quickly after surgery. So that's a real blessing.
Oh, yeah, they even paralyzed, you know, my lungs and to breathe for me so they could untense the muscles because I had intestines sticking out. So I was under full sedation, but I'm all back. God bless you guys. Thank you.
Don't overdo it. We'll see you tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, April the 1st, 2015. It's April Fool's Day, but of course, we have to plod through all the information from the government every day as if it was April Fool's Day, because they're constantly trying to spoof us with disinformation. So it's constantly picking through this. Now, one of the things that I thought was interesting, and back we were just talking about this in the last segment with Joe, was going back to the end of January. We had the new general with in Europe, Lieutenant General Ben Hodges, who went to the Ukraine and handed out medals to wounded Ukrainian soldiers. And at the time, RT came out and said, hey, if you got a foreign general doing that, he's saying that these are his troops. Foreigners don't get to hand out medals. So he's saying that these are his guys. And then we had video that surfaced from Stratfor, where the president of Stratfor, George Friedman, said essentially the same thing. Back in the RT article, they said Washington, in fact, just announced that they are sending American soldiers to Ukraine this spring to give training to Ukrainian National Guard. Okay, so that was announced then, and then they make a public display owning this, because we've seen these reports over and over again. As you mentioned, Joe, the soldier that they walked up to and he said, go away. You know, he's obviously an American. We know that they have troops there, even before they say they're going to deploy them there. We know that they began this whole thing, taking it right to the Russian door. And in the first clip that we played from Friedman, he said that the Russians understand that this is an existential threat, that if you get into the Ukraine, you're only about 70 miles from Stalingrad and only about 300 miles from Moscow. So they take that as a huge threat.
Oh, yeah.
But he said that our interest, and this is why the Germans were interested in this, this is why they put this video up. They're interested in that because they want to keep the Germans and the Russians apart. He said for the last 100 years, that has been the existential threat to us. So you've got these conflicting as existential threats. And he went on to talk about the kind of cynical, immoral way that they would handle this. And the guy comes across to me as a real Machiavellian, Henry Kissinger type of guy. I want you to see this clip, and I want to get your response to this. Cynical and moral clip.
The best way to defeat an enemy fleet is to not let it be built. The way the British managed to make certain that no European power could build a fleet was to make sure the Europeans were at each other's throats. The policy that I would recommend is the one that Ronald Reagan adopted toward Iran and Iraq. He funded both sides so they would fight each other and not fight us.
He funded both sides.
This was cynical. It was certainly not moral. It worked. And this is the point. The United States cannot occupy Eurasia. The moment the first boot sets the ground, the demographic differential is we are totally outnumbered. Well, the ratio in New York of cops to citizens was greater than we had deployed in Iraq.
I don't know if that's good or bad. You know, I look at the fact that they got more cops in New York per capita than we had troops in Iraq. You know, that's your own standing army issue right there. But what he was talking about was funding both sides of the operation. And, of course, that's what we have been trying to get people to understand, is that the same globalists have been funding, and bankers have been funding, the both sides of every operation. That's the way they operate. There's a few of them at the top, and they keep everybody fighting amongst themselves so we can't get any changes with it.
I mean, I can definitely see Putin reacting if we actually start moving in this large number. And this whole thing in the Middle East, I mean, the way, you know, based off these videos, that makes it a huge distraction to take away from what the real issue is. And the real issue has been Russia and Germany forming an alliance. I mean, that makes sense. You know, take the eyes off of what's going on, what they're really focusing on, and just hammer down your throats for the last 10, 15 years that it's radical Islam that's our enemy, and not the fact that we should be worried about a German-Russian alliance.
And when you look at history, and when you go back and look at this and how they wanted to keep Germany and Russia apart, if we go back and look at the Nazis versus the communists, everybody in mainstream media wants you to think that these are two diametrically opposed functions, okay? That's not true to start with, but because they're both very authoritarian. They just have a different argument. But before you get into that, the main thing is that we had the same people funding both sides. We had the same people funding Hitler that also funded the communists. We had Lenin given a $10 million in gold and a sealed train out of Switzerland and going up into to start the Russian Revolution. And, of course, the people that were giving him that money were German bankers and people who had ties to the Federal Reserve. Okay, that's the way the globalists operate. They fund both sides. They fund the Nazis and they fund the Stalinists. Okay, and then they have them go after each other. And I think we need to realize that they're actually doing that everywhere.
Yeah.
Not just abroad. They do that domestically, of course. And we are always pointing this out. Let's play this next clip where he talks about empire and lays this out historically how this has worked.
But I think you're absolutely right. We cannot, as an empire, do that. Britain didn't occupy India. It took various Indian states and turned them against each other and provided some British officers for an Indian army. The Romans did not send vast armies out there. It placed kings like, various kings created under the emperor, and those kings were responsible for maintaining the peace. Pontius Pilate was an example. So empires that are directly governed by the empire, like the Nazi empire, fail. No one has that much power. You have to have a level of cleverness. However, our problem is not yet that. It is actually admitting that we have an empire.
You have to have a love of cleverness. Very, very devious guy. But I thought it was interesting. He said that the biggest problem is that we don't realize that we have an empire. Begins talking about the American empire and ends by talking about the fact that we don't realize that we have an empire. I would say, Joe, that maybe the problem is the empire has us.
Yeah.
You know, in every one of these examples, you look at Roman history, you look at British history, they had Pax Romana, they had Pax Britannia. You want a peace, you want to have security and safety. Well, one of the ways that you can do that is to have an absolute, unchallengeable tyranny, okay? People, whether it is colonialism or whether it's the Roman Empire, I mean, that's one way to have it. When people talk about the fact they want to be secure, we could have a maximum security prison. That'd be one way that, but you're never secure when you're a slave. You're never secure when you're a prisoner. But the way they always do this is they got a few people at the top, and then they fill out the bureaucracy like they did in India, the British Empire did in India. They fill out their bureaucracy as well as the army with indigenous people. And I have to ask, is that what's going on here in America?
It seems like it sometimes.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, people need to understand, people need to question really who they're working for, who is behind this. And that's why we're constantly trying to say, look, these guys are using this divide and conquer strategy. They're using it between different nations.
Or they're doing it here at home, too, with racism.
And then they do it here at home, exactly.
I mean, Ferguson, Starbucks, yeah. I mean, coming out with this whole race together thing, that got squashed really quick, thank God.
Yes.
But it's never, when you turn on TV, it's never cop kills teenager, or it's always white police officer kills black unarmed teenager. It can never just be a cop killed an American citizen. They always have to add that racial conflict to spark that anger, and that's all the civil unrest that's happening. It's popping up all over the country, and they're creating it. They love it.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to play this because I wanted people to hear it from somebody other than us. I wanted them to hear it because it's obvious history. Anybody that looks at history knows that that's the way the Roman Empire works. They know that that's the way the British Empire worked. You would go, for instance, he mentioned Pontius Pilate. Of course, this is Easter weekend. Pontius Pilate was the real power there. They were going back and forth. Herod was the king. But he was a king that served under the Roman Empire. So there you have Herod, the Jewish king. You've got the Jewish government and everything. But they don't have any real power. They have to go to these guys to get the real power. It's not as visible today. You don't have somebody that is wearing a New World Order badge. Okay, these guys are much more clever. Like he talks about, you have to have a love of cleverness. These guys love to be clever. They love to be hidden. That's one of the reasons why everything is so secret. You're not allowed to know who this thin veneer of people are on top. You can see who the Quisling is. You just don't know who the Quisling works for. Okay, that it's a president. It's a prime minister, whatever. But you don't know the guys that this guy actually works for with any certainty. But you do know that it is the banks, the people who are pushing this stuff. But I wanted people to look at this and think about how they carefully divide these countries and their geopolitical Machiavellian moves. And understand, as we have pointed out time and time again, with the political correctness and what the media is doing, that's what they're doing to us here at home. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to realize that we're slaves. And that's their real concern. If things hit the fan, that's what they're really training for.
But it's
happening.
There is a great awakening going on. And that's the
exactly.
That's the good thing. There's a lot of people, especially in the military, like we say, police officers. Whenever I go out, these are the people that come up and approach me and say, hey, I have a better understanding of what's going on. I'm kind of, they stay awake at night because they're like, oh my God, this many years I was fighting for the wrong side and I didn't quite clearly see the picture. And now that they do, it's just kind of like this huge slap in the face. And now you've got to like get reorganized and find out, two sides almost in a sense. Be like, all right, this is what I've got to fight for. This is where the real war is. It's not overseas. It's not radical Islam. It's here. And it's our government who's basically treats Obama like a king, and it is an empire.
That's right. Everything is so compartmentalized that and that they don't really understand where it's going until they see a portion within their little compartment that verifies what we're saying. And then at that point, that lights the fire. It's like, this matches up. Let me go see what else I can find. And once they start looking at that, even though they ban our website, even though they ban a lot of these other websites, even though they'll say, oh, these, you know, they'll create a straw man and take it apart and not mention where this information came from so that people don't go there and think for themselves.
Exactly.
Look at this long history of how this thing has been unfolding, not just the history of the Roman Empire and the British Empire, but just the last 5-10 years, what's been going on in this
country.
But, I mean,
how can you even consider yourself a legitimate news source when you can't even show people where you're getting your information from?
Yeah.
You know, they're going, oh, well, don't go to InfoWars or don't go to that far-right website down in Austin, Texas. Because they know that if they actually do their job and they link to it, people are going to wake up on even a larger scale.
Yeah, we do it differently. We don't say, believe us because we're InfoWars.
Exactly.
They say, believe us because we're Fox News or
do
we're
your
CNN.
Own research.
We put up the document just like we did for this martial law stuff that Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones did. We go back and we show the videos. We have the links to the previous stuff. So we have to defend what we're putting there. And I think I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I would be happy if they would defend that. Instead, they just make these blanket accusations and misrepresentations saying that we claimed that we had some secret document. That was never the claim. And we showed that in the reports. I want to get your take on the latest development with Bergdahl. But before we do, I just want to mention real quickly again, we've got this new special that's starting at the store, the No Fooling Free Shipping Special that starts today on April Fool's Day, going through Friday. Everything at the store at InfoWarsStore.com is free shipping. And, of course, today and ending at the show, at the end of the show, is your last chance to get DNA Force at 30% off. That's about $40 that you can save there. Again, there's Nobel Prize-winning studies that confirm DNA Force can support your mitochondrial function. We all know that's the powerhouse of energy at the cellular level. That's the way that you build your body to deal with things that you don't even know are going to be coming at it. The toxins that are in the environment, whatever toxins those are. One way is to try to address an emergency, as Alex was just pointing out. He had hernia surgery. That's what the allopathic AMA approach is good at. It's good at handling emergencies, gunshots, hernia operations, broken legs. But you want to get your general health up so that when you're exposed to something, your body is in top shape, both genetically as well as with the nutrients that you've got, so that it can respond to that and dispose of that before it gets any worse. That's one of the best ways to try to maintain your health. Again, free shipping today through Friday at the InfoWars store. And the last chance at the end of this show for DNA Force, 30% off. Joe, there's a new development that just got posted on InfoWars.com, a story by Kit Daniels about Bo Bergdahl. And, of course, you've been following this. You're very angry about this story, rightfully so. What happened with this guy? Now, this new story says that Obama wanted to do the prisoner exchange whether or not he got Bo Bergdahl.
Yeah, on the second page right here, I'll read a little part from it. It says, the president initially only asked the Taliban to open up a political office in Qatar to conduct peace negotiations in exchange for the five prisoners, but had to modify the deal to include Bergdahl to appease intelligence officials.
There you go.
So, you know, back...
So Bergdahl was just a beard on what he really wanted to do, which was to get these guys released.
Yeah, and back out into the fighting force.
Wow.
You know, the interesting thing, though, is like you said, he just walks off the base, gets picked up, and when we get him back years later, completely, totally fine health, but the... You know, Fox News, everyone's coming out saying, oh, this guy's withered away. He could barely walk, but you could clearly see in the footage he's getting out of the little Toyota Hilux truck that the Taliban has, walks on his own. He doesn't need any help whatsoever and just gets taken off. And then there's this huge secrecy going on behind the case for the past year as to whether or not he was going to be charged with desertion. Now that it's out that he's going to be charged with desertion and misbehaving before the enemy. And, you know, the president's going, well, I didn't really know that he deserted or anything like that. You're going to tell me that the president of the United States did not know? Because before this even happened, before this whole prisoner change, Michael Hastings wrote the article about the last American prisoner of war, which was Bo Bergdahl, which said when he talked to all of his other soldiers in that unit, they said this guy was someone who got up. He didn't like what we were doing. He essentially just got up and left and was a deserter.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tell me that with all that stuff going on and the fact that they made these soldiers swear a non-disclosure, which is unheard of in regular army. That's something that you only see like spec op guys do.
Yeah.
For missions.
Yeah.
The president clearly knew this guy ran off, and he still released these five top Taliban leaders to go. And
well, that's what he wanted all along, though.
Yeah.
I mean, all along he wanted to release these
about
Taliban
the
leaders.
Conquer. This
yeah.
is more division. You
exactly.
release these five guys,
exactly.
you get them back in the ring, you get them out there leading troops, killing American citizens. That justifies the reason that we need to keep 9,800 more soldiers, 9,800 more soldiers in Afghanistan instead of withdrawing them like the president promised he was going to do. This whole thing is complete and total BS. And it pisses me off that they want to call him Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Come on.
Yeah.
This guy got it left. He's a deserter. End of the story. He's a private. He's not even worthy of being given military rank whatsoever.
Well, and we have pointed out so many times American involvement from the very beginning in creating Al-Qaeda, the Mujahideen, and the fact that they are giving them weapons and supplies. We saw this happening in Syria as they were trying to build a case last year. And we were all saying, look, you're giving weapons to these guys who eventually became ISIS and ISIL, and now they're going back into Iraq to start that war up. They're operating on both sides of this. And, of course, now we see that his big push was to get these guys released so he could keep this going. They want to keep
both
sides.
We could have taken ISIS out in the beginning,
yeah.
right when this whole convoy coming into Iraq, and instead we arm them.
So then he goes out, and as to put a beard on it, he pulls back a deserter, and the mainstream media is just fine to tell that narrative. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Biggs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in studio with Joe Biggs. In our last segment here, Joe, I wanted to talk about Jade Helm. Of course, we had Steve Quell on, and we also played another take on it, which was the one that was a possible explanation that some veterans have sent to us. Paul Joseph Watson did an article on it yesterday. Jade Helm, is it preparation for a huge war in the Middle East? And, of course, just rotating this map a little bit, you get a rough correlation to friendly hostiles and people that are kind of on the fence in the Middle East. What's your take on all this?
I mean, it's a very interesting outlook on that entire scenario, and especially the fact that Iran is labeled hostile.
Mm-hmm.
The fact being, since before I was even in the military, I always knew that regardless of the fact we went to Iraq, the main end game, the goal was to essentially move into Iran and put boots on ground there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another almost confirmation of the fact of what I've been thinking for the past 12, 14 years, that Iran is the main goal. For some reason, the CIA, they want to go in there. They want that place, just like we were talking about earlier on the break.
Yeah, yeah. For the longest time, you know, Iran has been in the crosshairs. As I point out to you, when I was in college, I saw Iranian students that were there getting engineering degrees protesting the Iranian Shah, and they had to wear hoods over their heads. And I said, why you got hoods over your heads? And they said, well, because the SAVAK, the secret service that the CIA put in to Iran when they established that dictator, that if they get our faces, they will arrest our families and torture them. It's like, wow, really? Now, that's my first clue that we're not always the good guys here. But the American public doesn't have a history of Iran in the U.S. that starts with an overthrow of their democratically elected government, an installation of a dictator, and then a repressive regime that was established by the CIA, the SAVAK. No, the American people's understanding of the Iranian situation begins with their hostile takeover of the U.S. embassy. So it's like, you know, why do these people hate us? Well, it's our foreign policy. We see this all the time. We were talking about that as well.
Yeah. People are always saying, oh, if it gets bad, I'm going to leave the country. So I think the scary thing would be our foreign policy. That's what you have to be scared of, to be outside of the country. I think it's almost safer to be here.
Well, that's true. And that's the other thing, you know, as Watson pointed out, these military exercises have a dual purpose. And you and I walked through Apia Hill. We saw an American city there. We know that the U.S. government, even if this is something that is a training for a Middle Eastern operation, we know that there is also another aspect of this where they're training to move around undetected in American cities, undetected by Americans. So there's also a domestic component of this. And we see this. That Fort Lauderdale exercise that we saw a video of, that was, to me, very horrific to see that being done
in
an American city. That is the NDAA being practiced on right there.
Well, I believe yesterday or over the weekend, I did a report yesterday, though, on the 143rd Airborne out of Texas National Guard unit. They seized the North Regional Texas Airport over the weekend, and they flew in C-17 Globemasters, which are giant, like way bigger than a C-130, bringing out Humvees, mortar, all this stuff, bringing all these airborne troops in to seize this area. And people are like, oh, this is so neat. This is it just reminds me of being a kid and all the military planes flying in and out of this airport.
Yeah.
No, this is all conditioning, regardless of what this training exercise is for the military, for whatever purpose it is. This is also a conditioning exercise to see how people are going to react, to see what's going to happen. You know, they keep calling returning vets number one threat, you know, Tea Party, militias, all these guys. We're getting, you know, word that the militias are on high alert now because of this exercise. They want civil unrest.
Yes. And Sequel thinks that this is possibly the one that they were planning on doing it in 2015. Hopefully the exposure is going to keep that from happening, but they'll continue to do it. So maybe it'll be Jade Helm 2017 or 2018. After people get accustomed to it, then they will roll it out for real, doing it as they do a drill. That's what we always have to be concerned about. Well, that's it for today's show. Again, remember we have free shipping on everything at the InfoWars store between now and Friday.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Music, one of life's greatest pleasures, has tremendous power. The power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. Music also has the power to heal and has been used through the centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress and chronic pain. Now, Michael Turrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. Now, you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the comfort of your own home or office. It's a new year. Give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit wholetones55.com and get a free sample. Visit wholetones55.com today for your free sample. That's wholetones55.com. wholetones55.com.